Do you have any suggestions for the position of the hands during standing meditation? I think, you know, in terms of, say, in standing meditation, main thing is that you're comfortable, so that with the standing meditation, then just experimenting and see, well, what feels comfortable, because sometimes it's just letting them, say, hang loosely, so that there's a certain ease there, or bringing the hands together in a similar way that when we're sitting meditation, there's a certain sort of container or composure that's there in the posture. So paying attention, because you see that the postures affect us. So oftentimes it might not be overt or clear, but you realize, yeah, the way we hold our body has an effect, and to kind of tune into that, so that there's one that it's comfortable, it's not distracting to hold the say the position of the hands in something that's too straining or too strenuous, but there's a sense of a container that's there. Sometimes just clasping them in some way gives a kind of a tightness or composure container, and that's helpful when you're standing. Similarly, of course, when you're walking. Doing walking meditation, it's important that I'd like to clasp the hands. The way Ajahn Mun was adamant, you clasp the hands in front, you don't clasp the hands in back. I don't know why. There is rather than doing, when you're walking meditation, and your sort of hands sort of swinging around, and so there's a different feeling of composure just by keeping the hands clasped, and there's a container that's there. And with the standing meditation, I mean, that it's helpful to. It's important that really whatever posture, that there's a certain comfort that's there, and ease. Although, like Ajahn Nyaniko's been leading in Qigong, and you do, I don't know if you're doing at the end that period of standing where you're just standing like a tree. And so you're holding your arms up like that, relaxing into it. What is the energy that comes from that? So that it is paying attention to the effect that's there, because what one's wanting to do is get that balance of sort of energizing but relaxing. A certain composure, but a sense of ease. So those are some things to consider. So I think that's all the questions for today. We can have a little bit of a break, come back for puja.